the Vav Amud Beis at the top. We have another statement from Rav and Barav. So it says Amar Rav and Barav. Amar Rav and Barav Ada. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Kol haragil avol beis haknesses. Anyone who's like normally accustomed to come to shul, you know, he comes to 7 o'clock minute every day. Below ba yom echad, but one day he doesn't show up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo. Hashem asks questions. What happened to the guy? Where is he? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Mi bachem yirei Hashem." Who amongst you are like God fearing? Shomea b'kol avdo, and therefore Hashem listens to the voice of his servant. So because you're yirei Hashem and come regularly to the minyan, therefore Hashem takes a special interest in you. The pasuk continues on, "Asher halach chasheichim," that he walked in the darkness. Ve'enoga, and he has no light. So now we're going to darshan that pasuk. But anyway, the first part is what we so far have established, that Hashem listens to special people come to shul, and Hashem's not going to look for this guy. Now, just it's interesting to point out the obvious, which is Hashem is holding this person to a higher standard. If you don't come to shul on a regular basis, Hashem will notice you're missing, so to speak. But if you're regular, now all of a sudden Hashem starts inquiring. You see, now it can come both ways. It can be bad for you all of a sudden. So that's a similar idea, Jewish thought, that, you know, Hashem holds people in higher madrigal to a higher standard. But listen, membership has its privileges, because you see Hashem's Shumei B'Kol Avdo. The flip side is, you know, you're held to a higher standard, and Hashem just want to know where you are, and he's going to curse you out if you're not there for good reason. But on the other hand, as long as you are there doing your thing, if you get bracha, then Hashem's making special interest in you. In any case, so now the pasuk said that he's going halach chasheichem, he goes in the darkness. Let's learn for a minute now. It means he gets up early in the morning for pashas, as the pashup shot. And they know God, he went, there was no light. We'll learn like that's upshot for now. We're going to drasha the pasuk anyways. Now, so what's the drasha? Ima dvar mitzvah halach. Hashem's going to try to figure out now. Hashem's a member's mashil. Hashem's inquiring. So what's he want to know? He wants to know why the guy didn't show up for shacharis. So it depends. He didn't show up because he had a mitzvah to do, that'll be one thing. And if he went because he just had, you know, a business meeting, that's something totally else. So it says, Ilm Nadavar Mitzvah Halach, if he went because he had a mitzvah to do, and there's a din of Osek, a mitzvah, Patrim, and a mitzvah, if you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from other mitzvahs, so this person had a mitzvah to do, and therefore he didn't come to minyan. Okay, that's cool. So then, Nogalo, like there'll be light for him. The light will shine on him. The Marsha says, it's a reference to the idea of Kiner Mitzvah, that mitzvahs alike. But either way, the point is Hashem will shine a light on him one way or the other, directly or indirectly. That's good. At the halakhic 5 points here, there's no hetzar, just speak out. It's only maybe connected. There's a din of both mitzvah, patim, and a mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. That's true. But then that applies to all mitzvahs. We don't like sort of rank mitzvahs in terms of importance. Once you're involved in one, you're patim from another, even though what you're involved in is perhaps less important. There's some will learn, whatever, the F. But that klal does not apply to Talmud Torah. It's an important yisod to know. The rule of mitzvah, patim, and mitzvah never applies to Talmud Torah. You can never say, well, I was learning Torah, so I'm going to patim from another mitzvah. On the other hand, however, Talmud Torah is like the V'yigiswa yom v'layla, means you're supposed to be involved in it all the time. Midweek day, once a day, night, but all the time. And it's like that's like the default position. You need to have, to stop learning, the dinners need to have a mitzvah, she'iyah shalach, a mitzvah that no one else could do. So on the one hand, you can't stop your learning unless there's a mitzvah to be done that no one else can do without you. On the other hand, if there's a mitzvah to be done, there's no, oh, it's a mitzvah, patim, and a mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. And so it's, yeah,
you get the first part.
Would I get the first part?
No, I didn't get the first part.
Oh, there's a yesod called ha'os of the mitzvah. If you're involved in the mitzvah, patim in the mitzvah. You don't have to do a different mitzvah. In other words, for example, you're now involved in burying the dead, and and no one can do it but you, and Kriya Shema is come upon you, so you're patim in Kriya Shema. You're doing another mitzvah. You're going to go visit your rabbi on sukkahs, so you're patim from sleeping in a sukkah, and so on. We'll see the Gedar of that, but if you're on your way, you're exempt from stopping and going to find a sukkah and so on and so forth. Even though one might be less than the other, let's say, if you can say like that. Point is, once you do one mitzvah, you're exempt from a different mitzvah. Fine. Now, that does not apply to Talmud Torah. I'm just repeating myself. That does not apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the fact that you're involved in learning Torah doesn't exempt you from another mitzvah. That's not an excuse. You have to stop, put it down, and do a mitzvah. Why am I saying that here? Because of davening. The point is, you can look why you're on a minyan. If you were in a minyan because you have to go participate in the Levaya, So then Hashem said, okay, no galul, that's cool. Like sometimes you're involved in a mitzvah. But if you said, I was too busy learning to come to Shabbat, it's not acceptable. That's not a ketur. But on the other hand, I'm saying that learning, you're never allowed to stop your learning unless you have a mitzvah that no one else could do but you. In other words, no one could say Kriya Shema but you for yourself, so you have to stop and do it. But if someone else to go to the Levayan, they don't need you, then it's Fashas Usher. If the role that you're going to play can't be fulfilled, but Fashas Usher, stop your learning. And then you're supposed to learn and not go to the thing. Now, if you obviously play a unique role, then you play a unique role. And like, for example, in the Levaya, there's a sugya in Megillah that talks about how, like, the covenant comes from lots of people, so more bodies, the better, and so on. Whatever the din will be, it's in the deal. That's the principle. If you're not needed, then you're not allowed to go. Stop your learning. If you're not needed. Whatever needed is. Now, here, you can't be learning Torah. That's the bottom line here. The bris. So it depends. And the issue is, if you'll be happy, you're going to be there, and it makes it that you go, then you have to go. If not, then not. If you're not going to notice you're there, you're just going to be like, oh, a bris. A schmuck. So then if you have the koach to learn anyways, you should learn instead. This will go on beyond the scope. We'll get there. Kedushin, we'll get there. That's the shift. Long way away. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. Now, that's the good side. If Hashem looks out for you and you went through a mitzvah, then no galo, they'll shine your light shine upon you. What on the other side of the story? Viva Dvar HaRishus. If you're going for Dvar HaRishus, Rishus means like optional. That's not a great translation. But like, you've chosen to do this thing. Like it's not a mitzvah or a nevir, that's what a Rishus is. Like, you're allowed to do it. Optional. I don't know. Well, here's not a mitzvah here. Here it's like an option. I don't know. Here it means
parnasa.
Yeah. So some bring down that it actually is specifically parnasa. Exactly. So let's say it's referring to that. Because you went to a business meeting, whatever the story is. Saying instead of, so you went to go, you had an early meeting, instead of went to Shakras, you just didn't show because you wanted to go. I don't know. We'll be there for the opening trades of the day, whatever the story is. So then. Halach ein nogalo. Ima devar harishus halach. If you went for just a, you know, for someone that's not a mitzvah, say for parnasa year. So then ein nogalo. Like, there's no light on him. So someone to say, like, you know, won't even be successful. But the point is, even if you don't go that far, the point is, as we'll see in a second, he should have known better. This guy's a Yirei Elokim. He said he should have known better. And the pasuk continues on. That very pasuk we darshan before ends yiftach b'shem. Hashem, Hashem. He should, like, you know, and he will, I don't know, be boteach in Hashem. So, my timer, why did it end that way, the pasuk? Mishum dahavle livtoch b'shem Hashem. He should have trusted in Hashem. In other words, he should have figured, Hashem runs the world. I don't need to go to this business meeting. I should first go to the chakras and then do it afterwards. Since I didn't, so Hashem's unimpressed, right? Below batach, he didn't rely on Hashem. So that's lo no galo. What is what does it? Lo batachlo, the boteach b'shem Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. This same pasuk, the whole pasuk. But what's the connection of this from the previous one? No connection. It's Amar Rabin again. It's Amar Rabin. Yeah, exactly. Amar Rabin Baravada. He's saying, he's speaking again. Same person again. We had him before. It's a string of his memories. Okay? Amar. Rav Avin, Bar Rav, Ada, Amar Yitzchak. Same person again and again and again. That's the only connection. Okay? Fine. Now.